to put it aside. Correct. Nothing wrong with being honest.
That's right. All right. So, Ken, do you put a big tick on the first half, or what do you do with the second?
Oh, I worry about the first half. That was pretty brutal football, wasn't it? When you can do that to a side like Hawthorn, who were coming off a pretty strong win. You've got to be really pleased with that. And, you know, the second half was the second half. I don't want to really focus too much on the second half, because I think when you can do that sort of damage in the first, you should be pretty respectful of what that looked like, I reckon.
You still dominated inside 50s in the second half. I think it finished 64-26 overall. You just couldn't finish on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and we had lots of forward 50 stoppages, lots of tackles, Andrew. And as you said, we still had the ball in our half where we would like it, but we just didn't have the polish. And they had some ability to get through us a couple of times. You know, got a couple of free kicks that got them going a little bit. And, you know, to their credit, they stuck at it. And you know, we were just, as I said, first half, fantastic. Second half was a bit scrappy.
Talk about brutal. Charlie Dixon's first quarter was pretty brutal on the opposition. A couple of goals, handful of marks. He really did set the tone.
Again, he was enormous. He got plenty of opportunities from the boys up the field, and he was able to help them and put some finish on the board. He had a great game again, and as we said last week, he's having a pretty strong season and his career best form.
So a lot about his mindset, how that might have maturity, given the fact that he did cop a bit of criticism last week, and to rebound with that sort of performance tonight. A lot of us thought he was best on ground.
Yeah, well, the good part about Charlie from the criticism is he doesn't read it. He doesn't actually even look at it. So he said, I didn't actually know that anything was said, so, which is a bit a strength at times. Sometimes, it's probably good to check. But, I thought, looking too much, I think you're pretty accurate with your assessment. I think he was probably the best player on the ground.
But even if he hasn't read the criticism, obviously, what happened last week, that surely must have...
That's the key. He doesn't want to let that happen again to his teammates, as I said, leading into this week. I think he was put on display for everyone else to learn a lesson. Unfortunately for Charlie, he was the one, and we played Thursday night, and he wants to make sure that we win those close games, and he feels some real ownership to that, like the rest of the players did.
What about the milestone man tonight? Brad Ebert, another superb game from him. Just seems like he's been doing it every week this season.
Yeah, he's been really strong. Him, Ollie, Power Pepper through the middle, Paddy together, they're forming a pretty strong combination in there at the moment, and they're giving us great opportunities. And again, Brad's 200th for the club with his history, his family history, both sides. It's a special night for him, I'm sure.
Ken, what's your read on your group now? Particularly, we've got four interesting seasons in your time. Now this one's halfway through, 6-17. What's your read on this Port Adelaide of 2017?
Oh, I think going into the game, Rich, we said they've been really consistent, and I think that's, I think you might have asked the question before leading into the game, can we trust them? I think we can trust them, and it's more what they want, I suppose, and they've matured a bit, they understand what you have to do in AFL football more consistently at the moment, and they're not getting too far ahead of themselves, and they're just playing the game they need to play, and that starts at the first quarter every week, and they come to play.
Stronger defensive model to this side.
Yeah, oh, well.
It sounds strange when you say you've got Carlisle, Trango from that defensive system.
Yeah, I think that's the bonus of last year for us. We built a young back line last year. It forced on us. Homsch and Jonas were out from about round 8. So Cleary had to play. Austin hasn't played this year. But, when Byrne Jones come in and play, and this year we've put Houston in there. We put Hammer back there this year. So I think we've been building that for a little while. And to their credit, they've been together for a while. And it helps, obviously, for them to have Tommy Jonas and Jack Homsch back there to help them.
What about the defensive mindset of everyone, though?
Outstanding, isn't it? It's really strong. I mean, 3 points at half-time. That's a pretty impressive performance by any team, I would have thought. And regardless of what else goes on, it's AFL football. That's a great performance.
Brent Archer was made to work pretty hard for his spot this year. Some outstanding performance sample for the Magpies. You must be pleased with the way he's come back and played his AFL footy.
Yeah, I think that's... you talk about what we are as a group and what we're... We've actually got to play strong footy consistently now, because if you want your spot on the side, you've got to protect it and you've got to earn it. And from us at the moment, we're trying to reward the boys who are playing strong football for our Magpies as best we can, and that's why Jimmy Tumpas tonight got his opportunity. He deserved it so much. He's played 6 or 7 weeks of outstanding football at Sample. And they come in and they're more ready to play than they've ever been when they come in with really good form, and that's Archer's doing the same.
Are you pleased with Jimmy tonight? I think Carl Oman, saw that there, I assume, before.
Yes, yeah, that was right. I don't know whether you noticed, Carl tried to warm up, and he still just wasn't happy. And I thought, well, you know, we've got a player in pretty good nick. Let's give him an opportunity and take no risks like we try to. And, you know, as I said, they've come in good form and they've been able to play a role. And I thought Jimmy looked better the longer the game went too. And we've got to remember how long since he's probably played an AFL game.
Well, the team's good form, Ken. Is there any correlation there between the fact that obviously the club's put off contract negotiations with a lot of guys? I know, you know, China was the focus there, but, you know, you've been back now for a couple of weeks and...
Yeah, no, not so much. That's our list management stuff, and I don't get into it too much, but we've been, you know, if you look through it, there's you've got to earn your opportunities and earn your rewards, and, you know, from our players' point of view, we've had a CBA that's been dragged out, and you don't quite know exactly where it is, so it hasn't been good. It wouldn't have been smart business to start doing too much until you at least get that locked away, which it's still not locked away, so... Let's be patient. The players all understand. Look, our Jason Cripps talks to everyone's manager, so they all know exactly where they're at. It's not like they're uncertain about what's going on.
But does that, I suppose, give guys incentive to perform each week knowing, you know...
Yeah, if you tell me I play well, I'm going to get in some more money, I'll probably try and play better if I could, but, you know, I don't... Tom Jones is a great... Like, everyone uses that analogy as that's why they're playing well. Tom Jones signed a contract last year. He's in career best form. It's not because they're competitive people, these blokes. When they go out and play, it's not because they have or haven't got a long-term contract. It's their willingness to just play for every moment that they get. They love playing AFL football. The bonus is the contract.
There is one that was raised, though. There were some reports tonight that Jasper Pittard is sort of in the midst of North Melbourne looking to offer him a big, probably it's like a five-year deal, the report was.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not aware of that, to be honest, so I don't know. But again, Jasper and Jacko both fall in that bracket of restricted or unrestricted free agents, so we understand the new world that we live in, and if you're looking at those players, you probably suspect that they may get some opportunities, but what I would say is our club and the players have been pretty strong at staying around. Yeah, we do. Yeah, he was nearly ready tonight, and again, we were a bit... not so much careful, but with Chad, he was wanting to play himself this week, and we just hadn't done enough work. Like, we had to play Saturday, Sunday, probably would have had enough work. I'd rather not kick him.
It's happened more than once, and it's...
Yeah, if you're getting great opportunities, and what happens, Rich, sometimes I think, and we've been probably pretty good at it this year, when you get continued time in your forward half, there's a lot of numbers, and there's a lot of scrappiness that comes out, and you've got to turn half chances into goals, and they can be challenging. I think we kicked pretty straight from set shots tonight, to be honest, and it was our in-play, general play stuff where we missed a lot of stuff, and I think that comes about with the numbers we were dealing with. But yes, we still could be better at that.
What was it, you mentioned the word brutal in that first half. What was it that pleased you most about just the way you went about it in that first half?
Yeah, I think I always love it when we play strong defensive footy and when we lock it in our front half, and we were able to do that really, really well in the first half, and, you know, and we just... The ball just didn't look like getting through us, and I think that's what pleases us the most, is that we know we're not always going to be able to score heavily off it, but if we give ourselves opportunity, we'll probably get more chances to win than lose. All good? Thank you.
Sorry,
I can flick that to you if you want, Ash.